Hey everybody, this is Mike from West Coast Project. I'm going to go through my Super Bowl picks with my good friend Jesse, and we're doing this on Saturday, February 1st, the day before the game. How you doing, man?
How's it going?
Good. Yeah, so I thought I'd just give you some stats. But first, let's just talk about some quick stats, and then
sure.
You can pick you can tell me your pick. I'll tell you my pick, and then if you have some time, we could go through some of the props that I've seen up there.
Absolutely.
For fun.
Absolutely.
The first thing, just some facts about the game, is the record of Seattle and Denver is exactly the same, 15-3. That didn't really make any difference to me in picking my decision of who I think is going to win the game, but
right.
It's just kind of curious that they each have exactly the same record now.
Yeah, no kidding.
Against the spread record, Seattle's 11-5 and Denver's 12-6. So they're still almost, exactly the same
right.
as far as that goes.
Right.
Average points for and against Seattle, 25.7 for and 14.6 against, and Denver 36.4 for and 24 points against.
So they score more and they allow more.
Right. Denver allows more, but they just rock the points. They just score tons of points.
What's the spread again?
What's the spread now?
Yeah.
Denver minus 2 or 2.5 in some places.
Interesting.
Strength of schedule versus all the NFL. Seattle strength of schedule ranking number 8. Denver ranked number 18th. So that's kind of interesting. Denver
so
didn't play as
Seattle's
hard.
Strength of schedule is more difficult.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And then here we go with the fun stuff. So passing efficiency, Seattle number 8, or I'm sorry, number 6 in the league. Denver number 1, obviously.
Oh.
Passing defense efficiency, Seattle number 1, Denver number 19. So here we got the best passing defense versus the best passing offense.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, rushing efficiency, Seattle number 9, Denver number 22.
Uh-huh.
Rushing defense ranking, Seattle number 10, Denver number 9, so they're pretty
right.
even there. And then the actual rush to pass ratio, Seattle passes 47.3% of the time and rushes 52.7. Denver passes 59.7% and rushes 40.3%. And then here's another one, the last stat I'll throw out there is the turnover margin. Seattle plus 23, Denver minus 2.
Ah,
now that's a hard one for me to figure out, because isn't Manning like 30 touchdowns and 2 interceptions? I mean, how do they have such a poor turnover ratio?
Yeah, he barely threw any picks, so how are they turning the ball over?
Or they just didn't get any turnover. They didn't.
Yeah, Seattle's defense, I think, creates a lot of turnover, so maybe that's the difference.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. So. I think you're right, because I don't think Denver did turn the ball over a lot. How many picks did Peyton throw this year?
I don't know. I don't have that at
my
fingertips.
It's barely any, I think.
Right. That was the amazing thing, is he had tons of touchdowns, but not any interceptions, or very few.
Yeah.
Last thing, just one other common
thing,
common opponents. They each played Jacksonville, Houston, Indianapolis, Tennessee, and the New York Giants.
Yeah.
Denver went 4-1, and Seattle went 3-2.
Interesting. So Peyton threw 55 touchdowns and 10 interceptions.
Okay.
That is unbelievable.
God, yeah.
That is amazing.
Well, the 55, yeah, that is incredible.
But I mean, that throwing that many passes and that many touchdowns with that little interceptions, that actually ratio could be very well be a record as well.
It's got to be.
Because that's insane.
Didn't he have one game with 7 touchdowns? His first game.
He did. And actually, you know who might have beat him for TD to interception ratio?
Foles.
Was freaking Nick Foles.
Yeah, yeah. He was great.
Nick Foles had a ridiculous TD to interception ratio. 27-2.
Wow.
So it's even better. He got lucky, though. He threw a bunch of passes that should have been picked off this year. He just got lucky. So.
Yeah. So what do you think? I'm going Seattle 28, Denver 24.
Maybe just for fun, I should disagree. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, what do you really think, though?
I have Denver winning it in a pretty high-scoring game. Like, my prediction was going to be more like 31-28, Denver.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I feel like, I mean, the thing is, what I love about this is it really is by far the best offense against, to me, by far the best defense. Seattle has a really good defense. But I just feel like the teams, besides like the Rams where we saw them in Vegas, it feels like the teams that are really good on offense often do pretty well in the Super Bowl. I don't know. I don't, it's not that I am, if I was betting, I would be taking Denver because I feel like they're going to win by a field goal. But it wouldn't surprise me at all if Seattle win this game.
Yeah. I'm kind of surprised that Denver's favored. I mean,
Yeah, that's a good point.
look what Seattle did to like Drew Brees, you know, that they're just an offensive machine.
Although that was at Seattle, and if you look at the interesting thing is if you there's a special ratio there. Seattle at home is really hard to beat,
Right.
and the Saints on grass on the road are actually pretty bad.
Yeah.
So that couldn't help, you know. They're pretty rough. So
Yeah, but still, I mean,
no,
they
absolutely
totally
not.
shut him down.
Absolutely. No, they're and you know that's you could argue the best quarterbacks in the league play for Seattle. I mean, Richard Sherman and the other guy. Who's the other guy? I can't remember his name now.
The other cornerback?
Yeah, the other cornerback for Seattle. They're both really good.
Yeah, I don't know, 'cause he's kind of a two other guy. He wasn't he fighting for that position with two other guys, and he kind of got it like mid-season.
Right.
Yeah, I don't even know his name either.
But their pass defense is good though. It's very hard to pass. Like they'll go against guys like Larry Fitzgerald. He'll get like three catches for 25 yards. You
Right.
know,
Yeah.
they're amazing at shutting down. And that's but he that's and that's by the way why I think Denver's going to win is because there's four guys you can't cover for Denver. There's four basically guys that are very difficult to cover. You know, most teams feature about one or two receivers that are really dominant.
Yeah.
Denver really has four guys. If you want to not even count, don't even count Eric Decker, right? Because they have Wes Welker, Marius Thomas, and Julius Thomas on tight end. Those three very difficult to cover guys. So,
Yeah.
anyway.
What do you think about Percy Harvin? You think he's going to make a difference?
I mean, I love Percy Harvin. How can you not love that guy? I think if you're Seattle, I bet you anything. If you're Seattle, you're going to design a bunch of plays for him. Because he could be really the difference maker for them. You know, they need playmakers. So I feel like both teams can score points. We know that it's easy to score in Denver. And I just don't think that Seattle in the end has enough offense to keep up with Denver. So I have them winning 31-28.
Okay.
You know what could be an interesting difference maker in this contest is if I Seattle gets a special teams or defensive touchdown, that could really turn the tide because they've got Harvin. Does Harvin return punts for them this year?
They're trying to decide that because he's been hurt.
Right.
They don't know if they want to let him do it in this game. They might just have
Right.
him play receiver.
Yeah. Well, one thing that Seattle does have in favor of him too is, I mean, Knowshon Moreno is fine, but he's kind of a plodder. Whereas Marshawn Lynch is a much more dynamic runner. So if you're Seattle, I'm thinking you're going to want to run the ball a lot because the longer the Denver has the ball, the more dangerous they are. So if you're Seattle, you're thinking let's grind it out with Marshawn a bit. So you're gonna, I think he's going to be getting the ball a lot early on.
Right. That's their game plan. It's just grind it out on
Right.
offense, stop it on defense, get it back, keep the ball away from Peyton.
Yes.
You know, but if, like I was saying, if they get behind, I think they're in trouble because I don't think that they can throw it to catch up.
Right.
I think it'll be a time, you know, control the ball, control the clock game, and that's what Seattle wants if they have the lead. But if they have to catch up, it's a whole different picture.
Sure. And there's in defense of Seattle though, they're the wide receivers are a little underrated. Golden Tate and they've got two or three guys there. Even Zach Miller is a decent tight end. So
Yeah.
I think if I was making prop bets, one bet I like is sometimes you can bet will there be a defensive special teams touchdown. I actually have a feeling that Seattle is going to get one of those on Sunday.
Yeah. So here they are. Okay. So
Yeah.
the game spread: Denver minus two,
Right.
or 2.5, actually, or Seattle plus 2.5.
Right.
You're probably going to take Denver. You think they're going to win.
Sure.
So
Yeah.
I'm going to take Seattle. So that's mine. How many total points? They have over and under 47.5.
Right. Well, my top final score has that going over.
Okay. How long will it take Renee Fleming to sing the national anthem? The over?
I'm sorry, you have to forgive me. Who is Renee Fleming?
I have no idea.
Never heard of her.
S never idea. Or no idea. Over 2.5 minutes, 2 minutes 30 seconds, under two
Right.
minutes 30 seconds.
Right. Over, and that was the over for what?
National
For
anthem.
the national anthem. That's so stupid. Jesus.
You gotta
The
pick one.
Japanese, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Pick one. I'm saying over. They always drag it out.
Sure.
So you're saying over?
Oh, I see. Okay, I see what you do. You actually want me to predict prediction?
Yeah,
Sure,
pick
let's go
along with
over.
me.
Why not? Yeah.
What's the temperature at kickoff? Over and under, 33.5 degrees.
I'm gonna say over. What do you think?
I'm saying under.
It's in New York, right?
Yeah, well, New Jersey, the Meadowlands. They
Yeah.
say it's actually they think warmer, so you might be right, but
Right.
what the heck, I'll guess under.
Okay.
Which player receives the MVP? Peyton, Russell Wilson, Marshawn Lynch, Demaryius Thomas, Wes Welker, Richard Sherman, or any other player?
And are they give you odds like Peyton's the favorite?
Peyton is the favorite, yes.
Interesting. Well, I mean, I guess I've got Denver winning, so I'm going to say Peyton's the is
Not a
the
bad
favorite.
guess. I'm saying Russell Wilson.
Interesting. And he's good. He's underrated, so.
Yeah, which player will score the first touchdown? Marshawn Lynch, Knowshon Moreno, Demaryius Thomas, Wes Welker, Eric Decker, Percy Harvin, or anyone else?
I like Lynch. Who do you like?
That's who I picked. He's the favorite. Actually, Marshawn Lynch and anyone else are equally the same in odds to pick for the favorite.
I see. So he is the favorite to.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Will the team that wins the coin toss win the game? 50-50. Yes or no?
How about no?
That's what I said,
All
just for the
right.
heck of it. Which team will score first? Seattle is actually favored, or Denver's actually favored
The score
to
first.
score first. But it's close. It's like 45% to 55%.
So Seattle's favorite to score first. I actually, even with Denver possibly winning in my mind, I think Seattle is going to get up 10-0 early in this game.
Yeah.
I think they're going to make a statement. I think they're going to get up early, so I'm going to say Seattle scores
Yeah,
first.
that actually kind of goes hand in hand with will the coin toss win the game? Because if the
Right.
first drive is a touchdown and
Sure.
you have the winner of that, so how will the first points be scored? Touchdown is one choice and favorite, or field goal or safety
I
is the
think field
other.
goal. What do you think?
I picked field goal or safety too.
What
That's
do
the
you, wait, is safety a separate bet?
No, you get one or the other. Either
Because I
it's
was
a
going to say, if you're betting safety, that would be a really long odds,
Yeah,
right?
just a safety. Yeah, that would
Yeah,
probably
that
be
would be crazy.
nearly impossible almost.
Exactly, right.
Will the team that scores first win the game? Yes is the favorite, obviously, and no is, second.
Score first, win the game. I'm going to say no. The team that scores first is not going to win the game.
And I would say yes.
Oh, you say it
So,
is.
yeah.
So that's the difference. I think we both agree that Seattle's probably going to score first. I think Seattle's going to score first and lose. So we'll see.
Interesting. How many total points will Seattle score? Over 23.5 or under?
I have them going over that.
And I have them going over that too. How many total points will Denver score? Over 25.5, under 25.5.
I have them over that.
And I have them under.
Right.
Which offense will cross the 50-yard line first? Actually,
Cross
Denver is favored to win this prop.
the 50 line, 50 yard line first.
Right.
I have Seattle scoring first, so I'm going to say Seattle.
Yeah, interesting. Denver could cross the 50 and not score first, too.
Right. That's true. Right.
How will the.
I just have a feeling that whether or not Seattle gets the ball first, I think if they get. If they start on defense, I think they're going to shut down Denver fairly or easily the first couple series.
Interesting. Yeah, so they'll kind of set the pace for the
But set
game.
some pressure, and I think they're going to do it.
How will the first turnover of the game occur? Interception, fumble, or no turnovers will occur.
Wow, no turnovers. That must be, is that the long odds, the no turnovers occurring?
Yeah. The heavy favorite is in, well, the heavy underdog is no turnovers at all.
Right.
Then the favorite is interception, and then and right next to it, but a little bit behind it is fumble.
I'm gonna say fumble. What the heck? Let's
I
just
picked fumble too, just for that. I figure that it might be cold, it might be slippery, it might be a lot of running
Right.
or sack or something.
Right.
Will either team score three unanswered times in the game?
No, I don't think so. What do you think?
That's what I said, no.
Yeah.
It's oddly the favorite is yes. It's
That a team scores three times in a
more
row.
likely that the odds makers are saying it's way
Interesting.
more likely that a team will score three times unanswered than it won't happen.
Huh. That is a kind of odd that that's favored.
Yeah, well, it's like 66 to 33% that it will
Interesting.
occur.
I'm surprised, actually.
Will there be a score in the final 2 minutes of the first half? Big favorite for yes.
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, I say yes too.
What it must be? What is it? 5-1, or what is? How do they
It's
do it? Right.
20% to 80%, so you get
Wow.
big odds if you say no.
Huh.
Will there be a score? I'm sorry that we just did. Which will be the highest scoring quarter of the game?
And what do they say for odds on
Fourth
this?
quarter is the favorite. Second quarter is next. Then third quarter. Then the first quarter is the least likely to be the highest scoring.
I'm going to say the third quarter is the highest scoring.
That's what I said too. It's
Yeah.
the second favorite, so or
Right.
third favorite.
Right.
Will there be a scoreless quarter in the game? Yes or no?
I'm going to say no.
I said no as well.
Yep.
That's the favorite. Let's see. What will be the largest lead of the game by either team? Over 13.5 or under 13.5? Even equally. That's just.
I missed the first part. What was that?
What will be the largest lead of the game by either team?
Oh,
13.5,
I'm going to
over or
say
under.
under 13 and a half.
And I also said under. I think they're going to match scores kind of slowly but
Absolutely.
surely. Will there be a lead change in the second half? Yes or no?
A lead change in the
Second half.
second half, yes or no? Yes.
I said yes as well, but no is the favorite by a pretty good margin. How long will be the longest touchdown? Over 42.5 yards or under 42.5?
Over.
I said under. How short will be the shortest touchdown? Over 1.5 yards or under 1.5?
How about under? How about under?
Oh, you're thinking of like a sneak it right up to the goal line but not get in.
Yeah, like a quarterback sneak or something.
I said over. I don't think there's going to be a ball placed on like the half foot line.
Right.
How many total touchdowns will be scored? Over 5.5, under 5.5. So if you say
Yeah.
31-28, that's if they're all if
That's
it's
over, right?
yeah, that'd be eight touchdowns if it's.
All right, so I'll say over.
And what did I say? I said over as well.
Right.
Will there be special teams or defensive touchdown scored? Yes or no?
Oh yeah, I think so. As we were just talking about this earlier, I think so.
Yes is the underdog, but I also said yes.
Right.
No is the favorite. How many
Right.
successful field goals will be scored? Over 3.5, under 3.5?
Jeez. I'm gonna say under. I'm gonna say a bunch of touchdowns.
Yeah, me too. I said under. How long will the longest successful field goal be? Over 44.5, under 44.5?
Matt Prater is one of the best field goal kickers in the league. I'm going to say over.
And I said under. I don't think they're going to try that many.
Right.
And Pete Carroll's a notorious fourth go for it on fourth
Is
down.
he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will either team successfully convert a fourth down attempt?
Yes.
And I also said yes. That's the favorite, actually.
Nice.
How many total penalties will be accepted? Over 12.5, under 12.5?
How many ex Will there be lots of penalties? Is kind of the question you're
Well,
asking.
how many penalties will be accepted? Not,
Oh, what the heck? I'll say under.
I also said under because they say in cold weather, referees
Right.
don't call as many penalties and want to get their
Really?
ass back in the locker room. Also, in the Super Bowl, in the late playoffs and Super Bowl, they tend to not call as many penalties. They don't want to be the
Right.
guys that decide it. For how many yards will Peyton Manning throw? Under 290.5 or over 290.5?
This is yards.
Yep.
Oh, definitely over.
And I'm saying under.
Really?
Yep.
Well, I guess you have them losing, so that kind of makes sense.
For how many passing touchdowns will Peyton Manning throw? Zero, one, two, three, four, five, or more. You can pick any one
So
of
you have to pick
those.
any of those.
Yeah.
Wow. This is the kind of thing where people want to bet four and it's going to end up being one or two. You know what I mean?
There are three of those numbers are the favorite.
Which
One,
ones?
two, and three are equally the favorite.
Right.
Four is next. Zero is next, and five or more is the
How
longest.
much do you get for five or more?
It's like twice as much as the next. So
But I mean,
favorite.
you get better payout if you bet the five
You
or
get
more,
better
right?
payout if you get
Yeah.
five or more.
I'm gonna say he throws three. What do you
And
think?
I said two.
Okay.
How long will Peyton Manning's longest pass completion be? Over 37.5, under 37.5?
I think they're gonna throw a long one to Demaryius Thomas, so I'm gonna say over.
Okay, I said under.
Okay.
How many receiving yards will Demaryius Thomas have? Over 75.5 or under?
I'm gonna. Ooh, that's a good
He's kind
question.
of your key player, isn't
I
he?
know. I'm gonna. I'm gonna say over.
And I said under.
Yeah.
How many total receiving yards will Wes Welker have? Over 57.5, under 57.5.
I'm gonna put him over as well.
I put him over too. I think he's going to be Peyton's go-to guy.
Yeah, and you know, I can see there's a strong argument to be made that they really make it a concerted effort to shut down Demaryius because he is a brutal. He's a great receiver, so you can make the argument that Welker has success on those short routes.
The slot, yeah, he'll throw a 4-yard pass.
Demaryius, yeah, I mean that's possible, yeah.
And then he runs, you know, his yards after catch really good.
Right.
How many total receiving yards will Eric Decker have? Over 57.5, under 57.5?
Interesting. I'm going to say under. He disappears sometimes.
And I don't know why, but I said over. I guess I was trying to figure out, like, out of all these guys, Peyton's got to throw a lot of yards to somebody. So,
by the way, you know the first touchdown scored to me like Jacob Tammy.
Yeah.
Somebody that no one cares about.
How many total receiving yards will Julius Thomas have? Over 55.5, under 55.5?
What the heck? Let's go over.
And how many? I said under. How many yards will Russell Wilson throw? Over 199.5, under 199.5.
You know, I'm going to say over because I really do think they're going to need to keep up with Denver. So I'm going to say over.
Okay, I said under.
Okay.
How many passing touchdowns will Russell Wilson throw? Over 1.5 or under 1.5?
I'm going to say under.
Under. Interesting.
Yeah.
I said over. Think we'll get a
I feel like they're going to have plenty of chances at the goal line, but they're going to give it to Marshawn when they do that. So.
Yeah. How many pass attempts will Russell Wilson have? 26.5, under 26.5.
This kind of contradicts what I said, but I'm going to say under yards.
I know. If you try to map it all out so it follows what you said before.
Yeah,
you
it's
get
hard. It's hard to focus some of this. Yeah.
I said under two. For how many yards will Russell Wilson rush? 30.5 over, 30.5 under. That's low. That seems really low to me.
Oh, it does. He's good, too. I'll say over. What the heck?
Yeah, I said over. How many yards will Marshawn Lynch rush? Over 87.5 or under?
I like Marshawn Lynch a lot. I'm going to say over.
And I said over. All right, we're getting near the end of this now. Yeah. So how long will Marshawn Lynch's longest rush be? Over 19.5 or under?
Marshawn Lynch is over or under?
19.5.
I expect him to have a big rush towards the end of the game to make it close. I'm going to say over.
He, you know, I said over too. He's had like six games this year where he's had a 40-yard or longer rush, but they were all in the beginning of the season.
Interesting.
He hasn't had one recently.
Well, it's funny because he's not a burner, too. You know,
right.
He's kind of a big guy.
He's a beast.
But he does grind people down.
Right. How many receiving yards will Percy Harvin have? Over 40.5 or under?
Well, this gets a little trickier, doesn't it? I feel like it's going to be a close game, and they're going to need him to catch the ball to keep it close, so I'm going to say over.
And I said over as well. I think I'll have a big game.
Yeah.
Will Richard Sherman record an interception, yes or no?
Wow. See, I think the obvious is to say yes, so I'm going to say no.
Yeah, no is the favorite.
Okay.
85% to 15%.
Right.
Will the last play of the game be a quarterback rush, yes or no?
Does a kneel down count as a rush?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yes.
I think it does.
I mean, I feel like someone's going to be kneeling down at the end of that game.
Right. I think it does. They probably call it a sack, actually.
Right.
But a sack is a rush, isn't it?
Yes, you're right.
So, yeah. Yes is the favorite. So they figure somebody's going to have the lead and the ball and probably just kneel down.
Right.
How many times will Peyton Manning say Omaha during the game? Over 27.5 or under?
Did you see that, like, Mutual of Omaha wants to sponsor him? I don't know if that actually happened. Did you see that?
Yeah, well, or Omaha Steaks. I heard.
No, that's what it was, Omaha Steaks. I think I said Mutual of Omaha.
But that'd be a good one, too, Mutual. 27.5.
Oh, boy. I have no idea. How about under?
I said over. He says it, like, three times every freaking play.
Did you watch the Pro Bowl? It feels like I was watching the Pro Bowl. Did you watch the Pro Bowl all this year?
I watched a couple plays of it. I was going to ask you about it because it was pretty interesting.
I like how they did the draft. I didn't mean to sidetrack us, but I like it. What's interesting is I was watching Philip Rivers, and it feels like he did the same snap count every time.
Did he?
I just doesn't seem possible, but it seemed like every time he did it was the same cadence. So I don't know. It was kind of bizarre.
Yeah, that was actually the end of the prop, so you did a great transition.
Oh, okay.
But how about
those awful uniforms?
I didn't really notice. All I noticed was that, you know, like, they have players from the same team in the regular season on different sides of the Pro Bowl team now because they picked.
Did you
the
see
team.
They did a fantasy draft? So, like, basically, like, Deion Sanders drafted his team, and Jerry Rice drafted his team.
Yeah,
they could pick cross conference. It's kind of bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw players, like I said, from one, you know, on the same team in the regular season were playing against each other.
Yeah.
And in fact, getting hit pretty hard by each other. There was, I forget the players, but it was the Kansas City players. One defensive guy flipped like an offensive receiver.
Right.
And they were both Chiefs.
Right.
Pretty crazy.
Did you see that Roger Goodell's thinking about getting rid of the extra point?
So then you get 7 then automatically for a touchdown?
You get 7 automatically for a touchdown. You can go for 2, but if you miss it, you get 6.
Oh, interesting.
That's what's proposed.
That's a pretty good idea. This is kind of a meaningless play. Where are you going to watch the game?
I just got to go to a friend's house. He's a good cook. He's going to cook a bunch of food, and we're going to watch some football there. So
nice.
What about you?
I'm just going to stay home and watch it. Nice. It's pretty fun to, you know, just not have to go anywhere.
Absolutely. No, and the reason I didn't really want to host a party, but it's kind of fun to go somewhere where there's going to be a bunch of good food and just relax and eat. So
yeah, I hear you. So that's it, man. Thanks for hanging out with me.
My pleasure. It's
good talking to you. I hope
you're... Yeah, you too. We're going to do something. We're going to have lunch. Yeah. We should do it again.
All right, man.
All right, take care.
Thanks, Jesse.
See you later.